We are the Pop Grillers, and this festive season, I watch 31 Die Hard derivatives. Welcome to the final act of the party, pal. It's Die Hard in a shopping mall. Again. But not as you know it, John. Oh no. McClane never took a mid-movie break to bust out some dance moves in an imaginary extended MTV-style music video. His counterpart here, though, Vera, is equally comfortable kicking ass and thrusting hips. He may be, but to be perfectly honest, I was out of my comfort zone watching this Collywood number, but discovered that there was much to enjoy and much to admire during my venture. Thank you, Spider-Dam, for suggesting this entry on my Die Hard derivatives list. There were things such as the truly inventive one-man army action sequences, the kinetic cinematography, the gruey violence, and the winningly charming performance of lead actress Pooja Hegde as love interest Prithi. What I was less than impressed with, though, was the inexplicable story developments, the very broad characterization, the shonky script, and the insufferable invincible arrogance of Joseph Vijay as Vera. I was also left truly perplexed by the fact that they kept slipping in and out of Tamil to English and back again at will, as and when it suited them, seemingly without rhyme or reason that I could fathom. Perhaps this is commonplace, I don't know, but watching here, it bothered me. As did the runtime. At 155 minutes, this is at least 55 minutes too long, with more endings than The Return of the King, plus a mid-credits song and dance number to boot. All in all though, I have to say, this is one hell of a way to finish. So that's it. 31 Days of Die Hard derivatives, it is done. What you've got to do though, is make sure you subscribe, because we've got lots more fun for you planned for 2023. Happy New Year, and yippee-ki-yay, movie lovers.